Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, November 21st. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. In the news this morning, the spokesman for St. Louis Police says a woman encountered a masked gunman in Clayton who forced her to drive into St. Louis. Hours later, she turned up deceased.
Mitch McCoy says at one point the victim's loved one was following the car that forced the woman inside.
I think anything is on the table as it relates to the investigation. It's very early on. The detectives are still trying to piece together exactly what happened. They're combing through a video from a real-time crime center. That's going to be normal in any type of investigation.
McCoy says police are not prepared right now to release a description of the car or a suspect or even say if there was more than one suspect. The victim's family member was on the phone with 911 while following the victim, who was then found deceased around 11 o'clock Wednesday morning in the 4700 block of Greer. Police are not saying where in Clayton the woman was approached and subsequently taken from. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
A separate shooting in 2022 left a man severely injured. 2 years later, that shooting now being considered a homicide.
James Washington was shot on January 7th of 2022, and after recovering, began suffering seizures due to the gunshot. Washington went missing in Columbia in October of 2022, and his remains were discovered this past June. The Boone County coroner determined he died of a seizure. Now, St. Louis Metropolitan Police spokesman Mitch McCoy says due to his seizures stemming from this shooting, it is now being treated as a homicide.
Our homicide division is going to be taking a look at that investigation. They're going to be looking at the medical examiner results. They're going to start trying to collect some of that evidence that we initially collected more than 2 years ago.
McCoy says this homicide will reflect on their 2022 count, bringing the total to 202. McCoy adds nobody was arrested for the 2022 shooting back when it occurred. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Of $120,000 worth of fraud.
The popular St. Louis attraction first noticed something was up late last year, that significant funds had been misappropriated from the organization and contacted authorities. Former board president George Pace of Ladue now faces six federal felony counts of wire fraud. He's accused of using a credit card he didn't have authorization to use for personal expenses, as well as depositing checks that were meant for the circus. A statement says, quote, Circus Flora is determined to persevere and rebuild from this difficult position and once again welcome families to its world-class productions under the Big Top, as well as continue to bring joy to people in children's hospitals who are in need of a good laugh, end quote. Circus Flora is asking for donations and sponsors. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
More cuts from Boeing in the St. Louis area.
The company has reportedly notified the state it will be reducing its workforce at the area's more than half a dozen facilities, with nearly 700 workers impacted. According to the St. Louis Business Journal, an exit management official called it a, quote, difficult decision. And Elizabeth French also says the layoffs will begin January 17th and bumping rights do not exist. The aviation giant has been struggling to recover from a mid-air door plug blowout and production delays from a machinist strike. Nancy Lyons from Bloomberg for KMOX News.
Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley is accusing Visa and MasterCard of operating as a monopoly. During a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee, he blasted the two credit card companies for charging high user fees to small business owners while giving giant retailers discounts. Hawley also says Visa and MasterCard control 80% of the credit card market.
You have a business model. You're making over 50% profit margin. You have 80% of the market, but you don't want any more competition. It's unbelievable what you're charging small businesses and consumers, and yet your testimony is, please, we can't possibly have any competition.
As for giving giant retailers favorable fees, Bill Sheedy of Visa says it's not unreasonable for a high-volume merchant to qualify for lower rates, citing Walmart as an example.
St. Louis Comptroller Darlene Green is not taking sides in the battle over when the Rams settlement money should be spent. Comptroller Green sees a path where the money could be spent both now and saved up to spend over time.
I believe that cool heads coming together at the table can get it done so that we can spend this money on behalf of the citizens so that they can see some real differences in the city of St. Louis.
A group of four aldermen introduced a bill last week to spend the near $250 million now, while the aldermanic president and mayor plan to jointly introduce a bill setting up an endowment to spend the money over time. From the KMOX business desk, the High Bar Clayton says it's the only permanent rooftop bar and restaurant in Clayton. It opens today atop the 11-story AC Hotel on Central. High Bar's industrial chic aesthetic features an indoor-outdoor bar with open shelving to allow for clear views. The High Bar is a partnership between St. Louis-based Koppler Properties and Homebase Properties.
The Missouri Department of Transportation plans major changes to I-64 in St. Louis, focusing on the stretch between Kings Highway and Jefferson. According to the Business Journal, the project includes bridge work, upgraded ramps, and improved traffic flow. With an $87 million budget, construction could start in late 2026, with planning underway to manage traffic during the work.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.